Ross's place for 3 weeks, and that the man bullied him every moment of every day. He made him work under the most dangerous conditions, doing the heaviest work imaginable, under the constant threat of his knife, gun, or billy club. He sent him daily to the stables to clean the stalls while the nervous stallions were in them. At the beginning of every day, Don Juan thought it would be his last one on earth, and surviving meant only that he had to go through the same hell again the next day. What precipitated the end was Don Juan's request to have some time off. The pretext was that he needed to go to town to pay the foreman of the sugar mill the money that he owed him. The other foreman retorted that Don Juan could not stop working, not even for a minute, because he was in debt up to his ears just for the privilege of working there. Don Juan knew that he was done for. He understood the man's maneuvers. Both he and the other foreman were in cahoots to get lowly Indians from the mill, work them to death, and divide their salaries. That realization angered him so intensely that he ran through the kitchen screaming and got inside the main house. The foreman and the other workers were caught totally by surprise. He ran out the front door and almost got away, but the foreman caught up with him on the road and shot him in the chest. He left him for dead. Don Juan said that it was not his destiny to die. His benefactor found him there and tended him until he got well.
"When I told my benefactor the whole story," Don Juan said, "he could hardly contain his excitement. 'That foreman is really a prize,' my benefactor said. 'He is too good to be wasted. Someday, you must go back to that house.' He raved about my luck in finding a one-in-a-million petty tyrant with almost unlimited power. I thought the old man was nuts. It was years before I fully understood what he was talking about."
"That is one of the most horrible stories I have ever heard," I said. "Did you really go back to that house?"
"I certainly did, 3 years later. My benefactor was right. A petty tyrant like that one was one in a million and couldn't be wasted."
"How did you manage to go back?"
"My benefactor developed a strategy using the four attributes of warriorship: control, discipline, forbearance, and timing."
Don Juan said that his benefactor, in explaining to him what he had to do to profit from facing that ogre of a man, also told him what the new seers considered to be the four steps on the path of knowledge. The first step is the decision to become apprentices. After the apprentices change their views about themselves and the world, they take the second step and become warriors, which is to say, beings capable of the utmost discipline and control over themselves. The third step, after acquiring forbearance and timing, is to become men of knowledge. When men of knowledge learn to see, they have taken the fourth step and have become seers. His benefactor stressed the fact that Don Juan had been on the path of knowledge long enough to have acquired a minimum of the first two attributes, control and discipline. Don Juan emphasized that both of these attributes refer to an inner state. A warrior is self-oriented, not in a selfish way, but in the sense of a total and continuous examination of the self.
"At that time, I was barred from the other two attributes," Don Juan went on. "Forbearance and timing are not quite an inner state. They are in the domain of the man of knowledge. My benefactor showed them to me through his strategy."
"Does this mean that you couldn't have faced the petty tyrant by yourself?" I asked.
"I'm sure that I could have done it myself, although I have always doubted that I would have carried it off with flair and joyfulness. My benefactor was simply enjoying the encounter by directing it. The idea of using a petty tyrant is not only for perfecting the warrior's spirit, but also for enjoyment and happiness."
"How could anyone enjoy the monster you described?"
"He was nothing in comparison to the real monsters that the new seers faced during the conquest. By all indications, those seers enjoyed themselves blue dealing with them. They proved that even the worst tyrants can bring delight, provided, of course, that one is a warrior.
Don Juan explained that the mistake average men make in confronting petty tyrants is not to have a strategy to fall back on. The fatal flaw is that average men take themselves too seriously. Their actions and feelings, as well as those of the petty tyrants, are all important. Warriors, on the other hand, not only have a well-thought-out strategy, but are free from self-importance. What restrains their self-importance is that they have understood that reality is an interpretation we make. That knowledge was the definitive advantage that the new seers had over the simple-minded Spaniards. He said that he became convinced he could defeat the foreman using only the single realization that petty tyrants take themselves with deadly seriousness, while warriors do not. Following his benefactor's strategic plan, therefore, Don Juan got a job in the same sugar mill as before. Nobody remembered that he had worked there in the past. Peons came to that sugar mill and left it without leaving a trace. His benefactor's strategy specified that Don Juan had to be solicitous of whoever came to look for another victim. As it happened, the same woman came and spotted him, as she had done years ago. This time, he was physically even stronger than before. The same routine took place. The strategy, however, called for refusing payment to the foreman from the outset. The man had never been turned down and was taken aback. He threatened to fire Don Juan from the job. Don Juan threatened him back, saying that he would go directly to the lady's house and see her. Don Juan knew that the woman, who was the wife of the owner of the mill, did not know what the two foremen were up to. He told the foreman that he knew where she lived because he had worked in the surrounding fields cutting sugarcane. The man began to haggle, and Don Juan demanded money from him before he would accept going to the lady's house. The foreman gave in and handed him a few bills. Don Juan was perfectly aware that the foreman's acquiescence was just a ruse to get him to go to the house.
"He himself once again took me to the house," Don Juan said. "It was an old hacienda, owned by the people of the sugar mill, rich men who either knew what was going on and didn't care, or were too indifferent even to notice. As soon as we got there, I ran into the house to look for the lady. I found her, and dropped to my knees, and kissed her hand to thank her. The two foremen were livid.